This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, February the 12th, 2 days, we're counting them down till Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's to you. Oh, no, we can't. Is there a song for Valentine's Day, now that I'm thinking about it?
There are a lot of love songs.
Yes, there are a lot of love songs, which would be nice if I sang them to all three of you, right? Well, I'll save them for a Friday, because today is Wednesday, and we're singing the praises of the people who won and didn't quite make it in New Hampshire. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara is at the controls as usual. I'm Doug Steffen. So you want to take it away, Jennifer, for this hour's recap of all that important stuff that happened in Vermont and New Hampshire?
Yes, well,
Vermont. There's big celebrations in Vermont, but the real deal is in New Hampshire.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. I'm sure there are plenty of things happening in Vermont, but New Hampshire was the site of the nation's. That's right, of the nation's first presidential primary. He won. Bernie Sanders won by edging out Pete Buttigieg, and he scored really what was the first clear victory in the Democrat Party. Because remember, Iowa happened last week. That would have been the first one, but there was so much chaos surrounding the results and who won and the system in which they reported the results. In his big win on Tuesday night, Bernie Sanders said that he was the person to unite the party and beat Donald Trump. I think there are probably a lot of Democrats who go, well, I don't know about that, but he thinks he's going to be the one. Now, he was the only one celebrating. Mayor Pete also did really well. He came in second place. Amy Klobuchar, who was surging, we talked about this yesterday, she was an unexpected third place finisher. I expected her to finish there, actually. And then that followed by Elizabeth Warren, who really had a disappointing night. This was her neighboring state. Typically, people who are in that proximity do a little bit better. And Joe Biden knew he was terrible. Excuse me, my throat's a little messed up today. Joe Biden actually finished in fifth place, and he actually left the state to go to South Carolina earlier in the day. That's how you knew it was lights out for Joe. So we also had a couple of people that were that dropped out yesterday. Andrew Yang decided that he was done. And Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, also dropped out.
Who?
I thought he dropped out a while ago.
Yeah.
No, I guess not. But
big news yesterday. Breaking news in Massachusetts. Deval Patrick dropped out of the race. That's important.
Was he ever in it?
Apparently so. Yeah, I saw something on TV the other day where they were showing all of the people who are running, and they still had him on there. And I was like, he hasn't had any traction ever. I've never heard anyone talking about him. So it's bizarre.
A waste of time.
So the way this kind of filtered out, and this is why Bernie's celebrating, but not by a lot. Bernie's at 25.9% of the vote. Mayor Pete, 24.4%. Amy Klobuchar, 19.8%. She got 6 delegates out of New Hampshire. Elizabeth Warren got 9.3%. Joe Biden, 8.4%. I mean, really dead in the water. Tom Steyer, 3.6%. Tulsi, 3.3%. And Andrew Yang at 2.8%. So that's how it all kind of fleshed out. But as far as ramifications go, Elizabeth Warren's going to have to decide fairly quickly whether or not she's going to dump out. She's going to be running out of money very soon, and her votes will go to Bernie Sanders. If those two candidates actually combine forces, you're looking at two lanes that are going to emerge. You're going to look at that lane as being one, and then the other is going to be Mayor Pete, who will probably end up battling out your guy, Doug, Mayor Bloomberg, for more of the moderate lane that would kind of break out. And that's what Bloomberg, I think, was after more than even a contested convention scenario, because that would be such a mess, is that Bernie would go on, gain support, Elizabeth Warren would fizzle out, and then he could create kind of a two-party race going into some of these key primaries that are coming up in the next couple of months. So we'll see if that's what happens. Joe Biden has got to win in South Carolina next week. If he doesn't, he's done.
All right, so let me, you know how I love, you love my predictions. I love making them, especially when they come true. It's kind of like taking a trip to Disney. Once you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. The situation with the Democratic Party, the Democrats, is very serious for those who are members who have a D next to their name, like you, Victoria, and I don't know that Carrie, you're registered.
Yeah,
anything,
I
but,
am. I'm
you
Democrat,
are,
okay, yeah.
Okay. So, here's my prediction. You know that I think that Bloomberg has figured out how to win at the convention and how to beat Trump. And I think that Amy Klobuchar is going to be his running mate. At this moment in time, that's what I put my money on.
That's a strong ticket.
Yep.
Yeah,
so the next
very strong ticket. I tell you why. The only thing
I'm
I would
not
tell
finished
you.
Yet. Yeah,
okay,
I'm not
well,
finished.
I just want to comment on that.
Okay.
It's very yes. white. Comments very white.
On. Yeah, okay. So is Trump and Pence.
Yeah, but it matters more for Democrats than it does for Republicans.
I think
no,
having
doesn't.
A woman
no,
at least is the, is yeah. one big right. box that gets checked with Amy.
Right.
But go ahead,
yep.
Doug. Yeah.
Okay. So in the next round, because Bernie is the front runner and because the Democrats are going to screw him again, and that is so clear, it's so obvious that the hierarchy, the Democratic National Committee, doesn't want Bernie to be their standard bearer. For whatever the reason, doesn't make any difference. They don't like old Jewish guys, but they'll have a hard time.
But they'll have Bloomberg.
Yeah, exactly.
So
okay.
I don't think that's it.
Well, whatever it is, it's going to cause, when Bernie doesn't win, and he doesn't get any respect, the AOCs of the world are going to get together and form a third party. And the third party will be something to be reckoned with by the time the next presidential election comes around 4 years from now. You watch, you listen, you think, and see if I'm not right. There's so much starch among that group that really wants Bernie and that thought process to win. And there is enough media, news media especially, attention given to that way of thinking that there will be a third party. Watch, mark my words, third party time will develop after the election and work toward the next election. And
one of the things my mom's been saying is that if Bernie is robbed of the primary, if he thinks he won fair and square, and if he feels like he was robbed, that he would actually run as a third party candidate in the general. And
or do
that's
good this
my
time around. Yeah.
Well, that's what scares the heck out of a Democrat like my mom, is that he runs as a third party and
she really
spoils
gets scared
whoever.
Under all this, she really gets scared. Really.
Well,
oh,
I
yeah.
mean, doesn't that mean that half of the people who would be voting Democrat would then vote for a
Correct.
Third party candidate?
He'd so, run as a spoiler.
Yeah, and that's why she's scared, because it splits the Democratic vote in half,
right.
and then they have no opportunity
doesn't
to win
come.
At all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, it's very interesting to see how all. You know what I found? the smartest thing. This is, and I don't know how much this press, how much press this got. Mike Bloomberg on Monday night got on the phone and called the voters. There were three voters that actually live in Dixville. It was either three or four of them, and he talked with them and he said, "You know, I appreciate your vote. This sort of thing." So you'll note that there were three write-in votes for Bloomberg in Dixville Notch. They all came about because Bloomberg called them up and asked them for their vote. I thought that was really quite a touch. And it became quite a conversation piece once it got out yesterday, at least out here. It did.
Wait, so did he call them before or after they voted? Was he
no,
thinking
he
that
called them before. He asked them for their vote.
Did he only ask three of them, or did he call all five of the people that lived there?
All he could get a hold of was three.
Okay.
And the three that he got a hold of all voted for him. So that's really, that's what they call, what do they call that, retail politics? Getting out in the crowd. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting, frankly. So there's
the reasons why I talked about your Amy Klobuchar idea. I don't think that would be necessarily a bad ticket, but I think it's a couple of reasons that I don't know that it would happen. that it's very, it's a very, I don't actually consider Mayor Bloomberg a moderate anymore. I think he can be a bit fascistic, actually, and so I don't know that he's necessarily a moderate for moderate's sake.
How do you get that?
Doug, he wanted to run again, and so he changed the law so he could run a third time.
So,
and tell people
because
what's
people wanted him to. I mean, that's
okay. I want Trump to run for a third term.
Jen, back up. Whoa, back up. Mayor Bloomberg, I lived in New York City when that happened. Mayor Bloomberg did not invent that. Giuliani did. Giuliani wanted to run a third term. But he wanted to change the laws. That's what he started that. And
but that was because it was after 9/11, and no one
Janet
ever
made
did
no,
it.
No one needed him. And that's
all I know
the
is I don't
New
need
York.
King.
Well, okay. Well, you have
Which
one in office
I think
right now. You've got a dictator king in office
how
right
many,
now. So
how many
but what
terms
I'm saying
has
is
Trump
let's,
won?
Let's get the one. Let's get the facts straight. Giuliani started that movement in New York because he wanted because he was riding high on all the publicity of 9/11, and he told Bloomberg, I can handle this. I've been handling it. And Mike Bloomberg said, no, I was elected. I got it. And New York was way better with Bloomberg than Giuliani.
Okay,
Giuliani
absolutely.
Started that,
Look,
and the people of New York didn't want
how many
Giuliani.
Terms,
the people
how
of
many
York
terms
did
Giuliani
Bloomberg.
Win?
What
how
I'm
many
saying
terms?
Is,
I know, but how many terms
lived
was
through
so
it?
So what? Do, so what?
But
so what
here's
does
the
mean?
Thing.
He
I'm not
job.
Arguing
we'll
about Bloomberg. Because I don't want, just because someone, I think Trump's doing a great job. If he wanted to run for a third term, you all would go crazy. So I'm just saying, I don't like
but
that
people
change
voted
the rules. I don't
we
know
don't
that he
agree that he's all
process.
Doing a good job.
But if,
well,
I may
York,
not agree that Bloomberg did
a
great
job. I mean,
in any case,
Bloomberg's doing a good job. Anyway,
the reason I bring this up. Is that it's a too white of a ticket, is that Bloomberg is now having to explain himself for stop and frisk, which he apologized for, but now Bernie, I would
you know
imagine.
What? Outside of New York City, people don't even know what that means.
Care.
Stop and frisk
okay.
means nothing.
That's a made-up, that's
outside
a news
of
media.
The subways of New York City.
News media.
I'm against stop and frisk, for the record. I always was. Bloomberg has admitted it was a mistake. It was not the right decision. It was not the right choice. But you ask any single person outside the five boroughs, what is stop and frisk? They're going to go, I don't know. Is that something that happens at the
and
airport? They
here's
don't
why
it
it's
is.
A problem. Because of what you said, you're absolutely right. People don't know what it is. And on Monday, I'm guessing it was Bernie Sanders' campaign, who released audio of Mike Bloomberg saying, yeah, we stopped a lot of black kids. Yeah, we threw them up against the wall. That audio was out. And so the reason I'm suggesting is not attacking Bloomberg, although I appreciate both of your defense of him very much, is that he's going to probably have to offer some diversity to Democrat voters as he puts together a ticket if he goes on to become ultimately the front runner. So that's all my suggestion was for
right,
conversation,
right.
Not because I love both of you and I know you both love Bloomberg. I know.
Well, it's not even
but
so much.
Just
for conversation.
I just am tired of the
I'm
rancor.
Just,
I've
yeah.
said many times, I think that Trump has done his ideas. Some of them have been fabulous, and he's done...
this is where we diverge. I'm not agreeing
deal.
With that.
But. Well, he isn't all bad, Victoria. He's done some things that are very important.
I didn't say he's all bad, but I'm diverging
but
from you on that. He doesn't have fabulous ideas to me.
He does not have the for whatever, whether he's got a bipolar, whatever the hell the problem is, he doesn't have a presidential air about him, and it makes people upset. It makes people nervous. They don't like the in-your-face stuff. Some people, maybe some of the new rank and file of the Republican Party, when I was in the Republican Party and a happy Republican, a young Republican, I worked in high school and college. For hell, when I was in high school, I was the only, we had a Republican club in high school, I was the only member. So, you know, it has changed, and I don't like it. It doesn't suit me. And so a lot of people do like it, and they think it's fab, and so, okay, you know, you have to work for your candidate and see what happens. But I just to have that kind of stuff thrown up is just a bunch of phony baloney BS. At any rate, a couple of quick notes here. Rush Limbaugh was in the hospital with he had the flu, and it became pneumonia. I think he got out. He may have gotten out last night. I'm not sure about that yet, but there's a sort of trender. And something that I first thought it was the coronavirus, and so did a lot of other people. And so we'll have that, the coronavirus, be in our focus at the bottom of the hour, where we are with all of that stuff. It's now 21 after the hour on the DJV Wednesday program.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waking you up.
Yeah, let's wake up the Aerosmith. Aerosmith musically is right. I don't even know if I call this music. Some people call it music. DJ V Time, 23 and change after. Yeah. Wasn't considered the finesse of the earlier days when I was a jock. Some people would not consider it. I played, I was a jock on a, I did morning radio on a jock station, a station as a jock in Boston playing this sort of thing. It never really. I didn't get into it. It didn't set with my soul very well. I was only there 8 months. It was long enough to get a headache every day. All right, so anyway, Aerosmith has reunited with Joey Kramer back to where fans have been used to seeing him for five decades. That was on Monday behind the drums and on stage with Aerosmith after he was sidelined by his bandmates last month amid the ongoing lawsuit that he filed against them. He rejoined Aerosmith and played a show at the group's Deuces Are Wild residency at the Park Theater in Vegas. It was his first gig since suffering a shoulder injury in April of last year, at which point he was placed replaced by his drum tech. How does that work? Is that like understudies? Is a drum tech?
Essentially,
understudy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer is 69 years old, sat in with the group after getting iced out of rehearsals and a performance at the Grammys. He did join the band on stage to accept the Music Cares Person of the Year award before this year's Grammys in January, though he didn't play with the band because of the legal battle that found him suing his bandmates for making him audition. Boy, that's kind of a slap in the face.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
Get back into the band. He was barred from the Grammy rehearsals by a couple of security guards who told him that they were hired by the other four members. And told him not to come.
Wow, I hadn't heard that part yet. That's a little intense.
That is intense. Aerosmith slated to play the Park Theater again Thursday. Group hasn't responded to questions about whether Kramer would be behind the drums for that show or the final run of the current leg on Saturday. Yeah. Good word for it, Kara. Pretty intense. pretty in-your-face stuff.
Yeah, once you introduce the lawsuit and security guards, which I can't believe they did after how many years they've been together. Yeah. But
like, what's he going to do? He's going to show up with his drumsticks and, like,
beat somebody?
Beat somebody up? Like, it's just so...
How old is this guy? Like,
the other four
exactly.
jerks. They're jerks. All right, let's calm it down a little bit. Here's Norah Jones and Diana Krall in the focus, the Newport Jazz Festival, announcing that Norah and Wynton Marsalis, Diana Krall, will be the headliners of the show this year. Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. 66 years been running in August at Fort Adams State Park and the International Tennis Hall of Fame at the Newport Casino. Joining the headliners are reggae legend Jimmy Cliff. I like Jimmy Cliff. I always like Jimmy Cliff. A Japanese composer Hiromi. Pianist Robert Glasper, who will take up residency across all 3 days of the festival. The organizers say, quote, for 3 days in August, all eyes and ears in the jazz world focus on what happens in Newport. It's a thrill to present everyone from the great Wynton Marsalis, who's making his first appearance at the festival in 9 years, to Diana Krall, who made her first appearance at the festival 20 years ago or so. Showcasing more than 50 individual jazz ensembles, the festival will offer music on four different stages. Now they're close-in venues in Newport. And if you're interested in tickets, everything except the Friday evening concert are on sale now. More artists are going to be announced in the coming months. So that's the story. I've never forgotten. Wynton Marsalis is a fabulous musician. I never forgot his brother was the band leader on the David Letterman show. You remember that? For a while. And he told him not to take the gig because he shouldn't be working for a white guy. That just settled badly. And the brother went back and forth for a long time, but I thought that was a horrible, horrible thing to say. What a position to maintain. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer.
As you know, a smile is worth 1,000 words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps as we go into Valentine's Day and beyond, you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Hampshire voters have spoken. The top vote getters in yesterday's First in the Nation primary were Bernie and Mayor Pete.
This victory here is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. So many of you chose to meet a new era of challenge with a new generation of leadership.
Bernie Sanders edging out Pete Buttigieg by a very slim margin. Senator Amy Klobuchar with a surprising and strong third-place finish. She was followed by Elizabeth Warren and former VP Joe Biden, who left New Hampshire early for South Carolina, which has a primary coming up on February 29th. Before that, Nevada will hold its caucuses. On the Republican side in New Hampshire, President Trump with an easy win. He polled over 80% of the vote, well ahead of Bill Weld. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebel Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebel Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February the 12th. This is the good day. No, it isn't either. This is Jeremiah. I just went back 10 years of my life. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn represents herself well, as does Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, Doug Steffen, here to remind all of my loyal subjects that this is, I don't know what the name of the program is, it's the way to kind of get a good view of the world, at least to the universe, and the bigness of the universe, the wholeness, if you will, not one particular focus on one particular thing. I'm not trying to appease anybody, and neither is anybody else here. We don't grovel for listeners. It just is the way it is. It's kind of a paradise on radio. Don't you think, ladies? This is paradise on the radio. Wow.
Every time my alarm goes off, I think, it's so great to wake up in paradise.
Infinite
splendor. It'll be paradise when we switch to afternoon drive.
Drink from every cup. live, love, and be happy. All right, so we have a desire to get an update, Victoria, on the coronavirus or whatever the new name is. What is it called? COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that sounds like
COVID-19. Yep, yeah. COVID, the COVI part comes from the coronavirus name itself, the D obviously for from the word disease, and the 2019 comes from the year that the virus emerged in humans, and under an agreement between the WHO, the World Health Organization for Animal Health, and the World Organization for Animal Health, and the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization, the name couldn't allude to a geographical location, an animal, an individual, or a group of people. So they, I guess they had a lot of stipulations when they came up with this COVID-19 name. It also apparently needed to be easy to pronounce. And the World Health Organization's Director General says having a name for the outbreak is important because it prevents the use of inaccurate and stigmatizing names. I don't really know why that's a concern. We're like protecting a virus's feelings.
I know.
Yeah. But it's right. Doesn't it? It reads like we're protecting its feelings. Yeah.
Nonsense.
So the COVID-19 outbreak, which started, of course, in Wuhan, China. This to me reeks of China saying you can't have anything that makes it sound like
this
it came from us.
All China.
It's like, well, it did.
Lying SOBs in China have made this a mess. It's typical. If the world doesn't figure out now, the average person in the world. What a bunch of lying SOBs these people are, and mm-hmm. How they treat their people. Not that it's anybody else's business, but I suppose it kind of is because the world is a smaller place now. But these guys are so treacherous. This country is so full of treachery is a word for it. It's just these people are.
Well,
not
they certainly have. Basically, they've unleashed kind of a global plague at this point. It's affected 27 countries. It has killed 1,115 people. It will most likely kill at least another 110 people today. That's kind of the trajectory that it's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been going up and up, and so we were at 108, then we're probably at a minimum going to be 110 people who will die from it today. 45,171 is the current global count of people infected with it. All but two of the deaths have been on mainland China. So, and then, you know, then there are a lot of other side stories of this. That the Black Diamond Princess Cruise, those poor people, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
They've been stuck on that ship.
They have to change the name of that ship. You know, when are you going to take a cruise on that ship?
I don't know what they're going to have to do, but yeah,
they should call it the COVID princess instead of
yeah,
the
exactly. So that's currently docked in Yokohama, Japan. Those people apparently are going to be released from quarantine on February 19th. That's 3,700 passengers and crew have been held on that ship since February 4th. The numbers keep climbing for how many cases have been confirmed on the boat, but you know. When you keep people quarantined, yeah, obviously it's going to be spreading. They're running out of supplies.
And
people
that were in quarantine in San Diego out yesterday.
Yeah, and one of them started presenting symptoms of coronavirus. So,
lovely. All right, well,
it's just kind of scary sounding, though. I would like to file a complaint. SARS
COVID.
Kind of sounded, yeah, SARS sounded diseasey. COVID sounds like the name of a robot in Star Wars. You know, it's not quite as.
Right. We'll soften it. Well, again, seems to have been worse than SARS, but the numbers
of
the bodies.
Yeah, it has surpassed SARS globally for all the numbers, so yeah, right. It is worse.
But the body count in America, when it comes to the regular flu, goes up by much more than 100. It goes up, I think, 400 or 500 a day in America, dying because of the basic flu. You get a flu shot, does it affect this year's flu? No. Will it keep you from getting the coronavirus? Nobody seems to have come up with an answer. For that, I've asked our doctors. I don't know that we've had an answer. Anybody heard an answer to that one? You get a regular flu shot here. Does that keep you, or are you likely to not get the coronavirus? Because
I don't know.
Of that
I don't
protection?
Think anyone predicted strain. That strain. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
You'd have to be able to at
Lysol.
Least kind of predict what's happening in the
Here's
season.
Here's the Lysol.
And even Clean still, if you up. Get a flu shot, it's for kids this year especially, it's only like a 40% chance or even less that it would work.
Yeah, it works. Yep.
Especially in children for this, whatever reason, for this strain. So it's, I don't know, it's a guessing game every year.
Sure is. This is a combination sports story, and you're talking about the World Health Organization. Now it's the world of wrestling that we focus on because The Rock's daughter is signing on with the WWE. She's 18 years old. Name is Simone, following in her father and her grandfather's footsteps of grandfather just, what was it, last week, the week before the grandfather passed away?
Last month, yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Anyway, she's starting to train in Florida this week. She released a statement, quote, "It means the world to me. I know my family has such a personal connection to wrestling. It's really special to me." What other daughters? Rowdy Piper's daughter? Who are some others? Jennifer, you're up on that. Who's it? Oh, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair has maybe the most famous. Yeah, Charlotte Flair was the champion for a long time.
Any others that you can think of?
Yeah, just not offhand. There are a lot of kids, not always a lot of girls, but a lot of boys followed their dad into the sport. Now, but you know, that was because women weren't treated all that well in wrestling. They were always the managers or the valets, but now there's a really thriving women's division in the WWE, so that's going to bring more women in, I think, at this point.
Well, when I was a kid, the talk of the town was the Fabulous Moolah.
Yeah, of course.
She was the ladies' wrestler, and her mother, Mommy Moolah, preceded her. You didn't know that, probably.
I did not know, but I do know the Fabulous Moolah.
Fabulous Moolah.
She wrestled and was active in wrestling until really almost the day she died.
Yeah. She ran a wrestling school, I think, in Florida.
She did.
Trained women.
WWE would bring her back for the pay-per-views and stuff.
Right.
<fun.
laughs> A character. So anyway, Simone Johnson, her passion and drive has earned her a coveted spot training with elite athletes. I don't know about that. I think probably the name Johnson, who her father is, didn't hurt getting her in.
Well, she was missing.
Is 18 that, young or not for that? What is it? What's the
age? Well, to get started, it's good. I mean, you're definitely getting a leg up. A lot of people go in their 20s. But if you remember, she was Miss Golden Globe a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember looking at her going, wow. I mean, she's very, her stat, I don't know, her stature is just, she's not heavy at all.
No,
but she's tall and she's just, I mean, I think to me that's like the ultimate body type, is to be kind of tall, and she's definitely not thin, but she was in really good shape. So I think this is probably just the next step of a progression in her lifestyle, because clearly she's,
yeah, I mean, if you've ever seen her mom is built. And so, I mean, she's obviously got good genes from both of her parents, the perfect body type for wrestling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so good for her. Also, LeBron James is focusing on the Olympic team. Remember, he's been a gold medalist, a three-time Olympian. He's among the 44 who are going, announced by USA Basketball, as finalists for the team that will play this summer in Tokyo. Who are some of the others? Anybody else know? 19 players who have won a total of 31 gold medals in Olympic World
Cup. There's a lot of big names in the NBA. Yeah. So some people, LeBron didn't play in the last Summer Olympics. He sat that out from Rio.
Why?
I think he had an injury, and there was also something else going on. I don't remember, but he sat that out, but now he's back. I mean, I am not a huge basketball fan, but I love watching the team at the Olympics. Number one, we obviously dominate worldwide, but it's also really fun to see some of the most famous players together on one team. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the All-Star game when everybody on all the various teams get together and they joke and play around and become, they are friends most of the time, most of them. So, yeah, this is good. And you can be sure there'll be a lot of uniting conversation over the passing of Kobe Bryant among the group that goes there. Training camp starts in July, as soon as the NBA finals are over. The Olympics start in July 24th, I think, right? You have to wonder how these guys are so good. They don't have to practice the game; they have to practice working with each other. And I think isn't that sometimes more difficult than actually learning how to play the game? I took Miles in. When we were at the park last Sunday, the buzzer for basketball court was ringing outside, and he didn't know what that was. So I brought him inside to watch the basketball. He'd never seen basketball before, and he was fascinated. We sat on the sidelines, and he wanted to know what the score, what those numbers on the wall meant, Gramps. So I told him that, and so he was watching them, and you know it says home and guest on it, and one team was at 16. And, you know, these are kids that are middle school kids playing basketball. And he kept up. He says, okay, they're going to win. The guests are going to win. But it was just, you know, basketball's not, I think basketball is actually a pretty good game for youngsters because there's no real serious body contact. And, you know, they learn running and timing and stuff. So that was kind of a cool experience, actually, for him. And maybe something that he'll be interested in. He's getting so tall and lanky. Good God. But he's grown out. It's kind of fun to watch him be who he is growing up. Speaking about who he is, today, February the 12th, the celebration of Abraham Lincoln's birthday. Born in that log cabin in Hardin County, Kentucky, after his mother died, his father remarried. He was pretty traumatized as a kid by his mother's passing. Formed a strong bond, though, with his stepmother, Sarah, who encouraged him to learn how to read. You see the stories about him reading by the fire, and that was true. His mother had a profound impact on him, because both his mother and his father couldn't read. He left home when he was 22, made his way to New Salem, Illinois, where he found work in a shop, became the general store's owner at a young age, and during that time, he discovered his gift for storytelling, proved to be very popular with his customers and later on his constituents. When he became a lawyer, was popular with them as well. He was involved in several election debates on the subject of slavery, speaking in favor passionately of abolition. He lost the election to Stephen Douglas. Remember the story about the Lincoln-Douglas debates? The exposure launched him into the national political spotlight, and that served him well a couple of years later when he was elected president. But he didn't have a long political career getting into the presidency. He delivered the Emancipation Proclamation, which began to change the goal of the Civil War from saving the Union to abolishing slavery. On November 19th, 1863, I think, wasn't it? Was it 63 or 64? He gave the Gettysburg Address, arguably his most famous speech, maybe the most famous speech in the history of our country, at the gathering, the National Cemetery. It was in Gettysburg, one of the bloodiest battles of the war. And then we all know what happened. John Wilkes Booth shot him at Ford's Theater in Washington, and that was the end of that. So he rests in Springfield, Illinois, where he had his first legal case. And his first legal case was with my great-great-great-great-grandfather. I've told you that story on the air. The guy's name was Black Bill Dingy, D-I-N-G-Y. Matter of fact, my sister posted that story again because there's a video somehow that's come out about it. It's actually become a very famous case. So my grandmother's grandfather was this guy Dingy who would come over from Portugal, and he was very dark, and so he was thought to have been he was in one town, and he went to another town for something, and the sheriff arrested him because he thought he was black. And what was he doing wandering around? Why is this black guy wandering around? So he put him in jail, and somehow the story got to Lincoln about this black guy who wasn't really black. Well, he was black, but he wasn't slave black. He was naturally black, so coming from Portugal. Anyway, the bottom line was he took the case and he got the guy freed, and that's how he started his law career. So I think it was 1854, somewhere in there. But anyway, Lincoln was certainly for all kinds of reasons. And by the way, that movie, if you get a chance to see it, that has Daniel Day-Lewis playing Lincoln. I was never really a big fan of Daniel Day-Lewis, but he was fabulous as Lincoln. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
It's been on my list for literally since it came out.
Yeah, he was really good. Yeah, well, he's fabulous. A method actor. He just sucks it all in.
He is, yep. Okay, speaking of method actors, TV news, my pal and business partner Jonathan Tucker has got his own television show. Yesterday was announced that he's going to star on a show called Debris. They're starting to shoot next week, the pilot, in Vancouver. It's pretty interesting. It's about aliens, and he and a woman cop investigate. It's going to be interesting to see where all that goes. The Academy Awards explain why Cameron Boyce and Luke Perry were out. What's the explanation? Anybody?
They get hundreds of requests from families to, you know, honor those people, and that there's not enough time or space for all of them, but you can see them on the website. I mean,
I understand it, you know.
They're not movie stars.
He wasn't
stars.
A film star. Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay, 10 before the hour. Jennifer, thanks for the update on what's on tonight.
Sure.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Let's get to it. Victoria Keelan has done her homework and has come up with a couple of stories that are important for us to understand. The new Galaxy Buds Plus from Samsung. I heard somebody talking about this on the air yesterday. I think it was actually even a commercial for these things because apparently they're not as expensive as some earbuds. I don't know much about it because I wear the noise-canceling headphones. Tell us the story. You give us your spin on it.
So Samsung has announced that this is their second generation of the wireless earbuds. They're called the Galaxy Buds Plus. They have a design that's almost essentially the same as what the original Buds were, but they have made a lot of really great improvements. And so the new Galaxy Buds Plus are priced at $149, which is cheaper than cheaper than most of the other wireless earbuds on the market. And they come in black, white, and blue as the color options. Specs for the Galaxy Buds Plus were leaked ahead of Samsung's Unpacked event and revealed that the latest model makes impressive strides in battery life. This is where you really win if you want to pick up these buds. You can get up to 11 hours on a single charge. That's amazing. Wow. And the charging case that it comes with, that extends your battery life to 22 hours before you'll need to, to juice everything back up again. But that's really amazing if you're on a long flight or a long car trip or whatever. 22 hours of battery time is great. In situations where the buds are completely dead, you can charge them for just 3 minutes over the USB-C cord, and and that automatically gets you another hour of playtime. So they have really made some incredible strides with the battery. The other thing that's really cool is it's definitely a step up in audio quality compared to the previous model. And there are also now two external microphones, which Samsung says helps improve voice call performance. As a lot of people know, if you use earbuds to talk on the phone, sometimes it's kind of a mess. And so Samsung really aimed to make that a better calling experience, which apparently they've done. And then one of the more controversial aspects that is in the new Galaxy Buds Plus, they've actually left out the active noise cancellation. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but a few weeks ago we did the story that Apple AirPods are losing the quality of the noise cancellation with each update. And Apple's still trying to figure out how that is. And then even Sony reported that they had a similar problem. So this time Galaxy said, you know what, Samsung said, we're going to leave that option off because people weren't liking it. It also helps lower the price. So you're only paying $149 for the AirBuds instead of $199 or more, even up into the $300 mark for a lot of other brands. So it looks like they've done a lot of really great things, and it's rumored that they're going to be offering a lot of promotions as the Galaxy S20 and S20 Plus and Ultra come out. So keep your eye open if you're looking for new AirBuds. You might get a good deal.
There you go, bud. Netflix fixed one of their most annoying features. Here's how they fixed it.
The Geek Out.
If you're a subscriber to Netflix, you have reason to rejoice, and it has nothing to do with another season of Stranger Things or a new Chris Rock comedy special. No, Netflix has finally listened to the consumer base and has given us the ability to turn off that annoying autoplay awfulness that haunts us while we're digging around the menu trying to find something to watch. You know what I'm talking about, looking around for another episode of Abstract, but then you land on a listing of Voltron, and without asking, the trailer begins to play in the background. Ugh. Now, if you log into your Netflix account, go to Playback Settings, and there you can turn off the feature across all devices. It does look like you can only do this in a web browser and not in the app. We've posted a link with instructions on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, up next here, slot machines and who controls them and how they're controlled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, this is a new way to play slot machines, actually. So Atlantic City's Hard Rock Casino has unveiled slot machines that exist inside the casino, but they're entirely activated and played by gamblers on the internet. So they have 12 machines that this is their first round. So they started with 12 machines, and they're remote controlled slots. And essentially, whether you're online or in person, they work the same way. The technology has a random number generator, which does exactly what it sounds like. It just randomly generates numbers and comes up with different numbers. State gambling regulators put the devices through extensive investigation and testing to ensure the integrity of the games, and these new machines at Hard Rock are essentially the same as what you would see on any casino floor, except that you can't play them in person. You have to only play them on the internet. And so players with a valid internet gambling account with Hard Rock can access the new machines through the casino's online gambling website. If all 12 machines are occupied by other players, you can actually join a queue and you can wait for a slot machine to become available. And while you're waiting, Hard Rock has other machines that you can and games that you can play online as well. This is just like the next big step for internet gambling, and so now even slot machines you can do it virtually.
Ha! And what do we do with all of that? What do we do because of this or with all this stuff? Isn't that a wonder sometimes?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.